Nolte, Texas study, unvaccinated 40 times more likely to die from coronavirus. By John Nolte on November 10, 2021. A Texas government study, not a CDC study, not an NIH study, shows that the unvaccinated are 20 times more likely to die from the coronavirus than the vaccinated. Further, it found that the unvaccinated were 13 times more likely to become infected with COVID-19 than fully vaccinated people. The above Texas Health and Human Services study was taken between September 4 and October 1. The numbers are even more startling across the year. The state of Texas also studied cases throughout most of the year, between January 15, 2021, and October 1, 2021, and found that, emphasis mined throughout, unvaccinated people were 45 times more likely to have an infection with COVID-19 than fully vaccinated people. As far as deaths during that same 10-month period, unvaccinated people were 40 times more likely to experience a COVID-19-associated death than fully vaccinated people. So, throughout the year, the unvaccinated are 45 times more likely to become infected with the China flu and 40 times more likely to die from it. These are remarkable numbers, and they come to us from a red state that has, correctly, put an end to mask mandates and outlawed vaccine mandates. This is not Dr. Frankenstein Fauci's study. This is not Dr. Rochelle Hot Mess Walensky's study. This is Texas. This study also lines up with national studies comparing the death rates between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. It also adds crucial context to Monday's New York Times story that points out how the death rate in pro-Trump counties is three times higher than pro-Biden counties. In my mind, these studies and their jaw-dropping numbers are the most effective way to convince the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. And yet, the organized left hardly mentions them. Well, there's a reason for that. The left wants us dead. Rather than use these mind-bending numbers to make a logical and empathetic case for why people should get vaccinated, the organized left continues to politicize the vaccine deliberately. His fraudulency, Joe Biden continues to push his fascist and unconstitutional vaccine mandates. Dr. Fauci, the public face of the vaccine, continues to be exposed as a godforsaken liar and mask Nazi. Local Democrats continue to force anti-science mask mandates on school children. Democrats, Hollywood, and the corporate media continue to insult, dehumanize, and ridicule the unvaccinated. Now, they're so desperate to see us unvaccinated, they've added patronizing us with Big Bird. Here they have a red state study that makes the most convincing argument you can imagine. But instead of using it, they will continue to use Fauci and Big Bird and insults because they know that will piss us off. It's all deliberate, and I say that as someone who's vaccinated, who believes in the vaccine, but who opposes all mandates and lockdowns. As I've said 100 times before, this is all by design. The left knows that the most effective way to convince Trump voters to remain unvaccinated is to pervert the vaccine into a left versus right issue. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.